My siblings and I are the first vampires in history. The originals. 300 years ago, we helped to build the city of New Orleans. We were happy here. A family. Recently, a coven of witches lured my brother back, using his unborn child as leverage. I tried to help him, but he betrayed me to his enemy, the vampire Marcel. Since then, I've been held prisoner by a powerful witch. My brother seeks to manipulate others to procure my release. But I have my own plan. If this witch proves to be an enemy, I will stop her by whatever means necessary.
You're the one they call honorable.
Yes, that's what they call me. And yet, I followed my brother here to New Orleans to engage in a war. So, I ask you, does that sound honorable to you?
You don't look well.
Well, only this morning I had a mystical dagger embedded in my chest, so I'd say I'm holding myself together quite well. Davina, I believe that you and I have the power to end a war between witches and vampires before it truly begins. I, by keeping my brother in line, you, by behaving as your true self, not some tool for Marcel or the witches.
And why should I trust you?
Well, for one thing, in spite of a ravenous hunger, I have not tried to take your blood.
Why not? I'm the only one here.
Even in my present condition, I would not feed from a child.
Deal. You protect my unborn child, I dismantle Marcel's army. And whilst I've been busy fulfilling my part of the bargain, you allowed Haley to be attacked and almost killed by a gaggle of lunatic witches.
I had nothing to do with it, I swear. Haley and I are linked. Remember, she dies, I die.
Then who are they?
They're a faction of extremists. Sabine stupidly told them about some vision she had about the baby.
What kind of vision?
She has them all the time. They're totally open to interpretation. I'm guessing she's wrong on this one.
Well, how, may I ask, was this particular vision interpreted?
Pretty much that your baby would bring death to all witches.
Well, I grow fonder of this child by the second.
Sophie, look, I promised Elijah that I would protect the Michelson miracle baby whilst he tries to win your witch Davina's loyalty. Why don't you tell me just how extreme this faction is?
Elijah's talking to Davina?
Yeah, as we speak, I imagine.
I'm guessing she'll have plenty to say about that crowd.
Do tell.
I wasn't always an advocate for the witches. My sister was devoted like our parents, and our upbringing was very strict, which drove me nuts. The minute I turned 21, I left the quarter to travel. and play. But I wanted to be a chef, so I came back to Russo's. Welcome home, so can we go someplace to talk?
Just tell me.
The elders called a vote. We're moving forward with the harvest.
What?
What the bloody hell is a harvest?
It's a ritual our coven does every 3 centuries so that the bond to our ancestral magic is restored. We appease our ancestors, they keep our ancestral power flowing.
Why haven't I heard of this?
Because the harvest always seemed like a myth, a story passed down through generations, like Noah's Ark or the Buddha walking on water. The kind some people take literally, and some people don't.
To be reborn, we must sacrifice.
To be reborn, we must sacrifice.
To be reborn, we must have faith.
To be reborn, we must have faith.
Do you have faith in the harvest?
Not for a second!
Sophie!
Shh. What are you doing?
Saving the community you renounced.
You're all ridiculous! Monique! Seriously?
Your mom told me I had to.
Yeah. Well, your mom and I are gonna have words. They had the girls of our community preparing for months. 4 would be chosen for the harvest. They said that it was an honor. That they were special. I thought it was a myth.
Was it?
Marcel! Bit early in the day for you, isn't it?
I know, I make this look easy, but I still have an empire to run.
Rather you than me. Well, that responsibility seems like such a bore.
Well, this might spice things up. I just heard about a bunch of dead witches out in the bayou. The kind of damage a werewolf might do, only there was no full moon. I have an informant out there I need to meet, and I would love for you to go with me.
Dead witches in the bayou. Sounds like less of a problem and more like a cause for celebration.
Well, something killed them. Anne may still be out there, and with your blood the only cure for a werewolf bite, I would love for you to accompany me.
Well, why not? I haven't been to the bayou in ages. I'm on my way.
Peace out, brother. This is the one.
You can't go out there now. I need to gather the witches' remains and consecrate them. If I don't get to them before sundown, we lose the link to their magic.
Those witches tried to kill Haley. I'd prefer for Marcel's informant not to find anything that would lead him back to us, to her, or to, you know, that.
You are all class.
Stay put. And save the rest of your story till I return.
Look who's back. To visit your prisoner in the attic?
Lay off. She's not a prisoner, and I'm moving her tonight. Too many people know where she is.
I have been hearing about what you've been up to since I've been out of town. Using that girl to keep the witches from doing magic?
All respect, Father Kay. If you're going to defend the witches' rights, we got nothing to talk about.
Play.
That's not mine.
Good news, little D. I'm moving you out of this pile of dust.
Are you serious? When?
Tonight. I just need to lock in the arrangements. As our original.
I don't disturb the body. I have a spell in progress.
Bet you do. Pack up, okay? Only what you want to take. I'll buy you anything else you need.
You didn't reveal that I was awake.
We're not done talking yet.
You and Marcel seem very close.
Marcel's my family.
And yet Marcel is someone who delights in harming the witches. Those people, I would think you would consider family. This doesn't trouble you?
No. They deserve it.
Why would you say that?
Because they're liars. All of them. They made me and my friends do this harvest ritual. They said our participation would bring our family strength, health. We would forever be celebrated as saviors of the community. But all they really wanted was more power. So I left before they could get it. Now they're running out of time. Because after the harvest comes the reaping. And if they don't complete the harvest, there won't be a reaping. Soon all the witches in the quarter will start to lose their power. Eventually they'll cease to be witches altogether.
So what does it take to complete this ritual?
I have to die.
Hey, what the hell? You're going out there anyway, aren't you? I want to go with you.
No thanks. Already got assaulted by class this morning. Don't need a repeat.
What if whatever is responsible for all those dead witches is still out there? We've already established that it likes me and hates witches, so you'll be safer with me.
Sorry if I'm not buying your sudden concern for my safety.
Listen, the whole reason I came to this stupid town in the first place was to learn more about my family. Your sister's the one that told me Marcel ran the werewolves out of the quarter into the bayou, and last night, pretty sure that some guardian angel wolf saved my life. So I'm coming with you.
Could you two be more idiotic? Two can play the follow game, you know. You heard Klaus. He and Marcel are heading right where you're going.
So distract them. Because unless you want to lock a hormonal pregnant werewolf in a tomb, I'm coming with you. And wouldn't Elijah be mad if he hears that the baby and I died of asphyxiation?
What's the matter, Rebecca? You cross that I'm out with your ex?
What is all that dreadful hillbilly ruckus in the background?
According to the dreadful signage, it's Big Oggy's Bayou Bar.
Well, order up a few rounds of moonshine and stay clear of the dead witches for a few. The witch is on a burial mission, your baby mama is on a spirit quest, and I'm keeping Elijah's promise to keep us safe, so... Stall, please.
Everything okay?
It's the usual. Temperamental sister.
So where's your informant?
Thomas? Stop sniffing around. Grab a drink, then we'll chase him down.
Well, I suppose it will give us a chance to talk things over. Like why you haven't returned Elijah. Maybe your young witch has grown partial to his company. She must get so bored.
You never stop, do you?
You never answer, do you?
Why are you so curious about Davina?
If I had a 16-year-old all-powerful witch at my beck and call, you would wonder about her, too.
You're never gonna get her.
Okay. I'll ask the harmless questions then. How did you meet her?
That might surprise you. This was 8 months ago, before I banned the witches from using magic. Relations between vampires and witches weren't what you call friendly by any means, but let's just say we were a little less divided. In fact, some of us were getting along just fine.
Ugh, it's so screwed up. I'm dealing with whacked out militant witches.
Hey, you witches all got a little crazy in you.
Oh, my sister's really gone off the deep end this time.
Yeah, Jane Anne's got martyr written all over her, that's for sure.
They've got every 16-year-old girl in our coven dying to be one of the four chosen for this crazy-ass ritual.
Anything I can do to help?
No, you've caused enough trouble with them.
What, little old me?
You're a dick. You always stir it up with the witches. Which is why... This
days between us.
You and Sophie. You hypocrite. You torture those witches, and yet there you were getting positively Romeo and Juliet with Sophie Devereaux.
Oh, it wasn't like that. It was a mutually satisfying hookup.
So if Sophie didn't turn to you, her secret vampire lover, in her hour of need, what did she do?
She did what any good girl would do. She went to her priest.
You've never cared about witch business, Sophie. And now you have the gall to reveal our private dealings to an outsider.
You have to find another way.
You think we do this lightly? The vampire presence in the quarter is growing stronger. We need more power to fight them off. Harsh times call for harsh measures.
This is a little more than harsh, Bastiana. You don't understand because you don't believe. You've never believed. But I believe enough to put everything on the line for this. And being chosen for the offering, it's an honor.
It's a myth, Jane Anne.
What you are planning to do is not only wrong, in my city, it's illegal.
In your city full of vampires?
The vampires and the human faction have an arrangement just like we have with you all. Protect the locals, protect our homes. We look the other way. What you are planning goes too far.
We are simply taking what we need. Our connection to our ancestors weakens over time. You sow and you reap. That's the way the harvest works.
I am the only ally you witches have in this town. Do you really want to face Marcel without me? Because that is what you'll be dealing with if you go through with the harvest.
Everything okay in your Uncle Kieran?
We were just finishing, Sean. Right? I believe I've made myself clear.
We'll take this matter to the elders. Continue your study, Sean.
Your uncle is an excellent role model.
The witches were furious with Kieran. Sophie tells me that the witches put a hex on his nephew, Sean. Made it seem like he was slowly losing his mind in order to distract Kieran while they kept planning for the harvest.
So they attacked Kieran's nephew?
Yeah. Kid wasn't the same after that. Ended up going postal, killing all his fellow seminary students, all of them, and then himself.
I might have read about that. The boy killed a twin, or he was a twin, or something.
Oh, no, they said that he had a twin sister.
So enlighten me. What did you mean when you said you had to die?
That's what the harvest was. They said they'd put us four girls in a state of, like, peaceful limbo as part of the offering. And then later, at the reaping, we'd awaken and be reborn. I never got as far as the limbo part, which means the harvest is incomplete. That's why the witches are so freaked out. The reaping's just around the corner, and if they don't finish it before then, it's over. All I have to do is wait it out.
And then what?
They're punished. And I'm free.
From Marcel?
Of magic. All our power will drain away. I'll be normal.
And is that what you want? To be normal?
I just don't want to be what I am. I can't control it sometimes. Magic. I hurt people, even when I don't mean to.
Why don't you tell me about your friends? You must miss them.
There's Tim. He doesn't know about any of this witch stuff. He's normal. My best friend, Monique. She was a part of the harvest, too. She's lucky. No one ever fought for me, but someone fought for her. The only one who ever spoke out against the harvest was Monique's aunt.
And who was that?
Sophie Devereaux.
Harvesty. Tell me more.
Cluster the weight.
Yes. He also said to stay out of the bayou, and yet here we are, amongst the cruelly fuzzy creatures.
We're here.
Is that a wolf track?
Who's there?
What the hell? An original?
Let me understand this. Against all logic, you and Haley went to the bayou where you ran into a man you think may be Marcel's informant, and then you lost him.
Yes. And now that we've established that I am a failure as a sister, and a friend, and an original, you should probably know he's on his way to Marcel right now to rat me out. Skinny guy in a hurry. Looks like he saw a ghost.
I'll handle it, but I'll need a distraction.
I'm on my way.
His sister again.
She craves attention. So come along.
You were just getting to the juicy bits. I can't joke around about this. I've done a lot in my day, but I do have a rule about kids.
No one but Sophie ever questioned the harvest. Not even my own mother. So neither did I. We thought it was such an honor. We had such faith. We were so stupid.
So how did it begin?
We were let out like princesses. My mother was so proud.
Our magic fades as our ties to our ancestors weaken over time. We beseech them, accept this offering as a sign of our faith.
Bastiano, one of the elders, called upon the four elements to bind our past and future magic together. Earth, to connect us to our ancestors. Water, to heal the community. Wind, to carry us to our ancestors and back. Fire, to purify. After all our preparation, we knew exactly what to expect. For weeks, they told us that the magic in the knife they used to cut our palms would put us to sleep, and that later at the reaping, we would all be resurrected. They said we'd awaken and all be together and more powerful than ever. And it was just like we rehearsed it. All that was left was a little cut on our palms for the blood sacrifice.
No! Stop! Bastiana, stop! You have to stop, Bastiana! Please don't do this!
Even after Sophie tried to stop it, we didn't suspect anything.
To be born, you must sacrifice. Do you have faith?
Everyone involved in the ritual knew that this would happen.
Except the four of us. They weren't putting us to sleep, they were slaughtering us.
No, no!
Monique Devereaux.
No, no! No!
I begged for someone to help. My own mother turned away from me. Sophie screamed and screamed for her sister, anyone to do something. But no one did.
Yet you survived. Therefore, someone or something intervened.
Yes. Someone finally did.
Monique, run away! Run away!
Marcel!
You're the one who stopped it. Kieran knew every detail from Sophie. After his nephew's massacre in the church, he was so torn up, he left town just before the harvest. But on his way out, he came to me and he asked me to stop the harvest. He knew I didn't want the witches getting any more power. And I do have a rule about people abusing kids, so I did what he asked. But I was too late.
Ah!
I got you. There was something about seeing Davina fight. She didn't just go along to the slaughter, you know?
I do. Marcellus.
I felt like she and I, we were kindred spirits.
The girl who died released her power onto the next. When I was the last one, I suddenly had all of it. All the power that was supposed to be released back into the earth to appease our ancestors.
So the harvest was actually working?
Something was working. And I knew that I was supposed to be killed so the harvest could be completed and we would all be resurrected. But they lied to us about how they were killing us. How do I know they weren't lying to us about coming back? But mostly, I just didn't want to die. So I let him save me. Marcel saved my life.
You're quite the knight in shining armor. Though Davina must realize you owe her as much as she owes you. You never could have banned the witches from using magic without her.
But she's not exactly besties with him. I'm protecting her. A lot of them would like to get their hands on her and kill her to finish the harvest. If they don't, the other girls stay dead and they lose their power.
And if they do, you lose yours.
And Davina loses her life.
Why isn't this like old times? Just how drunk are you two?
Skating on the razor's edge. I'm gonna use the loo. Back in a tick.
I haven't seen him this slushy since the 20s.
So you came to take him home?
Why else would I be here?
I don't know. Maybe to make sure I didn't get too drunk and spill secrets better left unspilled about you and me. I know better.
I hope so. Because you don't want to end up on the wrong side of me.
Rebecca Michelson. You do not want to be on the wrong side of me.
Thomas, I presume. Marcel asked me to find out what you know about the dead witches.
I heard they were going after some pregnant werewolf. She was stupid being out there all alone.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she is. It's amazing how gullible some people can be.
You may return this now to its rightful owner.
It's restored.
I don't even know if I'll see him again.
Davina, this power that you contain, drawn from your fallen friends, it's too much for you. You need control, which requires study and practice. And my mother was a very powerful witch. She left behind her grimoires, a legacy of books filled with spells. These books contain all of the tools that you might need to control your magic. If you free me from here, I can share them with you. However, if you leave now with Marcel, we'll never see each other again. And I cannot find you, and I can't help you.
The witches manipulated me. You know how that ended.
This is not manipulation. This is one thing in exchange for another. I'm offering you a deal.
That was fast work, Rebecca. Where's Marcel? In there touching up his lipstick.
Grind at me with some taste. It's filthy in there. Ready, go.
He didn't tell you he was leaving.
No. Do you think he realized we were stalling him?
No. Unless he was stalling us.
Okay, now's our shot. You ready to blow this joint?
Can't wait.
We'll leave Elijah behind as a parting gift. Might buy me a little forgiveness for pulling one over on his siblings. Let's go. No one's gonna look for you here. It's only for a little while. Till I get you out of town and someplace safe. For now, I can get you whatever you want. What do you like to do?
Draw.
An artist, huh? That's cool. Okay. I can buy out Vincent's for you tomorrow. Maybe get you some curtains or...
Marcel. You know what I really want? I want to make them pay. Elijah?
I'm pleased you stayed.
You'll keep your promise about your mother's spell book?
I will. You know, difficulties aside, I value my family above everything. I am sorry that yours failed you.
Your brother Klaus handed you to Marcel in a box, yet you still don't give up on him.
Well, I've given up on giving up. It's an affliction. I will fight for my family until my last breath.
And I'll fight the witches until mine.
Now what? You just gonna leave her up there for anybody to find?
I'm not in the mood, Kieran.
You were supposed to get her out of New Orleans after the harvest. We failed those other three girls. We didn't fail her. That is why I came to you for help. That was the plan.
Plans change.
Especially after you find out how powerful she was.
Let's get something straight. For 8 months since you left, I've been running this town just fine. I don't need you coming back and getting in my business. I will do what I want, where I want. Got it?
You want to be the boss? You want to call the shots? Fine. But I call the shots with the humans. And you don't want to make an enemy of me. So, I would suggest one thing. Stay away from my niece.
Fine.
The hell's your niece?
Cammy.
Those people. All this because of a vision about my baby you don't think is true.
Look. I love Sabine, but she's the witch equivalent of a drama queen. I've learned to take a little stock in whatever she says or sees. Just kind of wish she had kept her mouth shut.
The harvest ritual. You said you didn't believe in it. Were you right?
No. I saw it with my own eyes. It was working. It was real.
So how can you be so sure Sabine's vision isn't?
Taking me on a field trip to distract me.
Pathetic. And obvious. I taught you better than that.
You taught me to protect what's mine. You will not take Davina from me. End of story.
An immutable law of nature, Marcel, is the strong always take from the weak.
Oh, if you were so strong, you wouldn't have run away from New Orleans like a little bitch all those years ago.
You've been playing king with a bunch of children for too long. Don't mistake me for one of your nightwalker lackeys, Marcel. I can take Davina anytime I like.
Do forgive me, Marcel. If anyone is to teach my brother a lesson, it's me.
I don't care if we have to get you a leash. That was your last trip to the bayou. What is it with you and those wolves, anyway? I feel like we're connected somehow. I don't know. Maybe it's just some pipe dream that I have of finding any real family out there, but sometimes when I feel like it's me against the world, it keeps me going. Oh, right. Well, if you ask me, family's a pain in the behind. And as for being in it alone, how dare you? I don't ruin a perfectly fabulous pair of boots traipsing through the bayou for just anyone. Nick, finally, what? I buried your face in the heart. Oh, right. You're safe. Now that you're home, is your first time to kill me, Klaus?
Excuse me. Just a moment.
Where's he going? Don't make promises you can't keep. Welcome home.
Everything that brought us here to New Orleans was a lie. The story that Sophie Devereaux fabricated, this struggle for control of the French Quarter, this war between vampires and witches, wasn't over territory at all. This was over Davina.
I had no idea that the harvest could possibly be real.
But the one thing that you were sure of is that I was wrong. And that I would risk Monique's life on a maybe. And now my daughter is dead. Please tell me how to fix this.
Now that Marcel has Davina, how are we even supposed to find her? If we don't finish the harvest, Monique and those two other girls are dead for real.
Look at me. You and I are going to find a way to get Monique back. It'll be our little secret. We'll do it together. We'll seal off the cemetery from the vampires, find Davina, stop Marcel, and finish the ritual once and for all. Even if I have to slit Davina's throat myself.
Eight months ago, Sophie Devereaux and her sister Jane Ann lost everything. Now, 4 months after that, a young pregnant girl wanders into their restaurant. Suddenly, all hope is renewed. Jane Ann actually sacrificed her life so that her sister could use you to find Davina. If Sophie Devereaux is successful in capturing Davina, she can return Jane Ann's daughter back to life. We thought we'd come here to wage a war for power. This is about family. In order to return her niece to life, Sophie Devereaux will fight to the death. It makes her more dangerous than anyone.